This is no surprise to any parent with teens at home. Your kids are on their cell phones all the time.
For American teenagers, the mobile phone has become this really favored hub of communication. And most strikingly, it's text messaging that is really driving that.
That's Amanda Lenhart at the Pew Research Center, which has issued a report on teens, cell phones, and texting, which has become, of course, the favorite form of communication.
If you look at the typical teenager, they're sending more than 50 messages a day, and about a third of them are sending more than 100 messages a day. If you look at the average number, which is everybody together, it's 112 a day.
That translates to as much as 3,000 text messages a month. Why do teens text instead of talk?
It's quiet. It's private. It's a way of communicating with your friends that allows you to do so at times when talking or having a phone call is not appropriate or not allowed. It's something that allows teens to have a kind of a private back channel with their friends.
Lenhart says despite these dizzying numbers of text messages, families generally found cell phones to be a plus.
They found them to be a positive. They found that they really increased both parents' and teens' sense of safety and connection. They found that it made it more convenient and easier to plan life and to take care of life logistics.
But the electronic leash has its minuses as well.
Both teens and parents would acknowledge that the phone can be very irritating. It can be disruptive. It can pull teens away from the family and family life. And teens themselves would talk about chafing under this sense of being on an electronic leash with their parents.
For more information on parenting, log on to our website at WBZ.com and click on the Air. With this parent report, I'm Doug Cope, WBZ News Radio 1030.